While at Harvard researching online, I stumbled on an ad for Find People Fast. The ad promised to find just about anyone, dead or alive. It was $35 for a live search, and $25 for someone dead. It's one of those moments when you do something without even thinking about it. I had never known my father and decided to see what I could find. I opted to save the $10 and do the death search. From what I did know, I doubted he'd still be alive. 24 hours later, I get the results back, and he was apparently not dead. 2 years later, I was back in New York and decided to try again. The price was now $50. I went for it, and they found him, replete with address and phone number. He was living in Queens. What's that about being careful of what you wish for? I decided to call. The phone rings and someone picks up.
Hello,
a man said in a gruff New York accent. I had no idea what to say. I knew his name was Fred, so my brilliant reply was,
is Fred there?
Yeah, this is Fred.
Fuck. I wanted to hang up.
Hi, Fred. This is Michael. I was wondering if I could ask you some questions.
Unbelievably, he replies.
Sure.
Now, who the fuck picks up the phone in New York City and not only talks to strangers, but agrees to answer questions? This gave me pause. This can't be the lowlife I'd heard about. If he was alive, I figured he'd be in witness protection. I kept at it.
Did you know Connie Azzolina?
My mother.
Yeah, I knew her. How is she? It has been a long time.
I tell him she's well, to which he responds,
give her my best.
I then push it further, running the names of relatives by him that I thought he'd know. And he knows them all. I then ask the big one.
Fred, did you have a child with her?
He hesitates. There's about 3 or 4 seconds of silence.
Yeah, I did.
Now the tears are beginning to spill down my face.
I think you're my father.
What did you say your name was?
Michael.
Yeah. Your name is tattooed on my arm.